a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 515. And today, part 7 of this new creation series. Today, new creation and new picture of the gospel, part 1. There's a lot to say on this. What's your picture of the gospel? Doubtless it's affected by your personal spiritual biography and formative spiritual experiences. Well, is it possible that your view could contain an incomplete or even distorted view of the gospel? I mean, for many, the gospel is really forgiveness of sins, going to heaven, avoiding hell. And of course, there's some truth in that. But is that all? Is that what Jesus meant when he talked about the gospel? I mean, the word gospel simply means good news from the Greek euangelion. And the scriptural idea is well represented in Isaiah 52 and verse 7, which reads, "How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns." The image here is someone running from the battlefront, bringing good news of a military victory. Watchmen were trained to notice how these specialist runners ran. If they were doing the survival shuffle, it was bad news. But if their legs were pumping and the dust was flying, it was good news. In essence, that latter picture, that's the gospel. God has won the victory. We're part of his victorious people. And we share in the celebration. It has a massive impact on everything else in our lives. Paul says in Romans 10 and verse 15, "How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." Good news of good things, not just one thing or two things, but good things. And it informs perhaps the image of Ephesians 6, 14 to 15. "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." The gospel, the good news of peace. This is what's on our feet. How did Jesus see the good news? I'd say he sees it essentially as being the same as the coming of the kingdom. The good news is that coming. Mark 1, 14 to 15, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And why did he see the gospel as the coming of God's kingdom? Well, it's because it's where God reigns and gets his stuff done. And because his stuff is good, love and mercy and justice and forgiveness and healing and wholeness, it's good news that the kingdom is here. It's an attractive place. That's why we pray in Matthew 6:10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So now, a completely different kind of life is available, Romans 14, 17. "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." I offer these thoughts here today, hoping that it will help us to cultivate a healthy view of the gospel. What you might like to do is take a piece of paper and a pen, or take out some electronic equivalent, and write down the development of your thinking about the gospel. If you had a view of the gospel when you were young, what was it? What was it when you were young at home if you had Christian parents? What was it if you went to Sunday school or to some other kind of equivalent? And then how has that developed? What changed when you studied the Bible? And what has changed over the years as you have again continued to study your Bible and hear many lessons? How do the things we talked about today challenge your understanding of what the gospel is? It is salvation, it is forgiveness, and it is heaven, but it is much more than that. Next time we'll go on to investigate what it means in the way that we live. If you have any thoughts, drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And I do hope and pray that you have a wonderful day. Take care, and God bless.